Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. Well, it's a primary on Tuesday. With us today is Diana Reyna, and she was deputy borough president under Eric Adams. Diana, you're running for lieutenant governor. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much, John, and good morning to all your listeners. It's an honor to be on your show. I'm a lifelong common sense Democrat, like Tom Suozzi. I have served in public service for over two decades. As you mentioned, I served as Deputy Brooklyn Borough President with Eric Adams. And prior to that, I was a state council member for 12 years, representing my hometown of Williamsburg, Bushwick and Brooklyn, and Ridgewood, Queens. I worked hard, tackled many issues. But this job right now is the one that I've been preparing for, to be the next lieutenant governor. My parents came from the Dominican Republic. I'm a first-generation Dominican-American, born in Williamsburg. The opportunity to be able to continue to live in New York is a choice I'm making. We've lost 300,000 people just last year alone. My husband, who's a captain, just promoted today in the New York City Police Department. I'm very proud of him. The opportunity to raise our two boys who attend public high school every day, riding the train. And like every New Yorker, I worry. I worry about them. The opportunities to be able to leave our home and come back safely. Public safety is our number one issue. We need to tackle crime with urgency. The opportunities to be able to address the fixes that we need in bail reform law. The opportunities to be able to address the affordability crisis that we're facing in New York. The opportunities to be able to look at our education system that's leaving behind so many of our students, our kids in Black and brown communities. There was a principal on radio sharing that her sixth grade class in the Bronx, 95% cannot read and write at their grade level. That is unfathomable. There's no future for a child.
There's 8.5 million New Yorkers. There's 3,000 violent criminals. Those 3,000 violent criminals, if we, according to the commissioner, if we took them off the streets, New York would be back to normal. What say you?
So that's part of the issue here. We're bringing, the police department is bringing them in, and our judges are letting them go. We should be able to address what is the bail reform, address what is the opportunities to give judges the discretion to look at the history. I had heard of a shoplifter who had been arrested 120 times.
Who, it was only 119.
He's probably already
at
it again, right?
It's crazy.
Yes. And this is the issue that people worry about. The number one issue, my opponents support defunding the police. My opponents don't believe in having the police department do their job. They want to be able to see what is resources going into intervention and prevention, but what good is it if people don't feel safe? The opportunities to be able to address what is crime has to be on the governor's top of her priorities, and she's not getting that job done.
Well, thank you so much. And the primary is Tuesday, and all common sense Democrats, I think, are going to vote for you. And God bless you, and God bless New York, because we do need God's blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, John. God bless you and your
God
family
bless.
And all your listeners.
And good luck on Tuesday.
Don't forget to vote.
I'll be there.
June 28th, primary.
Thank you.